2,900 other customers Wednesday afternoon about 2 p.m. when a squirrel got caught in overhead power lines. Some of the automatic doors to the mall remained closed, and many of the smaller retail stores closed for the day at about 4 p.m. Larger stores like Target have their own generator and remained open. Power started coming back on for most around 6 p.m., with the final customers having service restored about 9:30 at night. The squirrel did not survive his encounter with the wires. The tiny post office at the Sea Ranch Lodge that services residents on the coastal enclave was overwhelmed with a mountain of Amazon deliveries last week. By mistake, 200 packages per day started arriving at the post office instead of being delivered to homes. Now, if you've ever been there, you would know the 10-foot by 12-foot space has no room for all that. Amazon has since apologized and corrected the mistake, promising to ensure packages get to the proper addresses going forward once again. A federal judge has dismissed the Bohemian Club and a subcontractor that handles payroll in a lawsuit brought by three men claiming wage theft that was filed last year. The three plaintiffs claim they were overworked and instructed to falsify time cards, resulting in pay that was less than the minimum wage. The judge ruled the club and the contractor did not fit the legal description of an employer and left open the opportunity for the men to refile a claim against the actual camp they worked for, known as the Monastery Camp. A reminder, a stretch of Highway 12 in Santa Rosa is scheduled for daytime and overnight closure this weekend while crews replace pavement. Eastbound Highway 12 will be closed overnight from 8 p.m. to 8 a.m. starting tonight through Sunday, depending on the weather. Traffic will be confined to one lane during daylight hours, and motorists should expect delays. The work is part of a three-mile rehabilitation project along Highway 12 between Llano Road and Farmers Lane in Santa Rosa. It is now 7:02 at KZST. Time for a check on Sonoma County traffic. And for that, we'll say good morning to CHP Officer Olivia Miroff. Hello there, Olivia.
Hi, good morning. We have no incidents to report. Traffic is looking great for your morning drive-in. Remember to buckle up and drive safely. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer Olivia Miroff on KZST.
I know what I like. The side table, that lamp, that sofa. But do they go together? Hi, I'm Debbie Abrams, and I'm telling you, the designers at Cocostico Home really make it look like I know what I'm doing when it comes to decorating and furnishing my home. Yeah, Banker Boy lives there, but he says he loves what I love, so it works out great. And seriously, Roz is so OMG, Roz! She came to my house, and she'll come to yours, too. Roz is one of the talented Cocostico designers. My home reflects my taste and sensibility, and Roz raised it to the next level of awesome. Design the look of your home like a pro with a pro from Cocostico. Cocostico Home, sofas, dining tables, and chairs, and the largest lighting inventory in Sonoma County. Visit Cocostico Home, and remember, shop today and enjoy your new look tonight. On West Steel Lane, across from Cottingtown, and online at cokasdiko.com.
This week at Raley's in Nob Hill. Clip your weekly member deal online to get large packs of three or more pounds of Raley's 80% lean fresh ground beef for $2.97 a pound, limit two packs. Not a something extra member? Join for free at Raley's.com or download the Raley's app.
In sports, a lot of Sonoma County residents might disagree with this, but puppies from the Guiding Eyes for the Blind Foundation have made their selection for the NFL playoffs this weekend and for the Super Bowl. In a random selection, they picked the Kansas City Chiefs and the Detroit Lions as winners this weekend, with the Kansas City Chiefs going on to win the Super Bowl. Your forecast, mostly cloudy for today, mainly just high clouds. Temperatures will be mild, low to mid-60s. Tonight, cloudy with a slight chance for a sprinkle, but we're not expecting much. Overnight lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, a slight chance of a shower early, then mainly cloudy and pretty warm with mid-60s. Mostly sunny and warmer with 70s on Sunday. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. Sofia Vergara grew up in Colombia, where drug dealers were household names. Yet nobody knew or had ever heard of Griselda Blanco. Vergara plays Blanco in the new series Griselda. She says she heard about her about 15 years ago and started researching her. Vergara says Blanco was a small woman who had four kids and she was at the level of the worst men in the world as a drug dealer. Griselda is streaming on Netflix. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen. KZST.
Is 7:09 and 9 minutes after 7 o'clock, 52 degrees on your Friday, a nice weather weekend on tap. And up next
from the KZST Morning Show, it's time now for Debbie's Daily Dish.
Alrighty, top entertainment news of the morning. First off, Jon Stewart is heading back to host Comedy Central's The Daily Show on Mondays only. He will be there through the 2024 presidential election. For the rest of each week's episodes, a rotating lineup of correspondents will share the hosting duties. Stewart's first show back will air the day after the Super Bowl. Netflix added 13 million subscribers during the fourth quarter, extending its lead in the streaming video business. The company has about 260 million total. Netflix, of course, just added a major sports rights deal with WWE, which will bring the popular pro wrestling show Raw to the streaming service. A huge money deal. I love my Netflix. And it was just announced Billy Joel will perform at the Grammy Awards following the release of his first new music in decades. The five-time Grammy winner will drop Turn the Lights Back On February 1st. A few days later, Joel will perform at the Grammys February 4th. It has been 30 years since the release of his last album. And that is your Daily Dish on KZST.
time to come home. I don't care what you say anymore. This is my life. Go ahead with your own life. Leave me alone.
I never said you had to offer me a second chance.
I never said you had to.
I never said I was a victim of circumstance.
County's KZST. Let's get a check on traffic right now. We'll say good morning to CHP Officer Olivia Miroff in our Rona Park studio. How are those roadways?
Hi, good morning. We have no incidents to report. Traffic is looking great for your morning drive-in. Remember to buckle up and drive safely. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer Olivia Miroff on KZST.
Bring me.
far as your weather goes, mostly cloudy skies today. We'll see temperatures in the low 60s around Sonoma County. A nice weekend on tap, maybe a few sprinkles tomorrow. Right now it's foggy, 52 degrees here at KZST.
You and me, we used to be together every day. That I'm losing my best friend. I can't believe this could be the end. It looks as though you're letting go. And if it's real, well, I don't want to know.
KZST, good morning to you. It is Friday. It is 7:21, 52 degrees in Santa Rosa.
The Sonoma County Legal Line can provide you with answers to your legal questions regarding family law from Elisa Ehrlich and her team.
My husband is leaving, and he says he's entitled to half my retirement savings. Is that true?
My wife and I are getting divorced. How do I make sure that I can keep seeing my kids?
Divorce can be emotionally devastating and legally confusing. Hi, I'm Elisa Ehrlich, certified legal specialist in family law. I have 25 years experience with child custody, divorce, support, and property division. We'll help you with the challenging issues of divorce and domestic partnership and get you through it with compassion and understanding, all while protecting your legal rights.
How do I protect myself and my my kids and make sure we have enough money to live on during the separation and divorce process.
Alisa Ehrlich and her team will guide you through the challenging issues of divorce and domestic partnership with compassion and understanding, always protecting your legal rights. Real answers from the law offices of Alisa Ehrlich. Find out if you actually need a lawyer and make an informed decision. Go to SonomaCountyLegalLine.com.
It's crab feed season in Sonoma County, and a favorite is the Piner High School Crab Feed this Saturday, 5 p.m. Doors open at the Friedman Event Center on Mayette in Santa Rosa. All you can eat, pasta, salad, French bread, and chilled crab. Great raffles, silent auction, and the famous dessert auction. Proceeds benefit the Piner High School Foundation, Boosters, and Hall of Fame. Only $65 per person. Tickets available. Call 707-571-7420. 571-7420.
The Charles M. Schulz Sonoma County Airport offers a convenient, hassle-free travel experience. With quick and easy check-in, on-site parking, and direct flights to 11 destinations, your vacation starts sooner. Skip the Bay Area traffic. Fly STS. Book your next trip at flysts.com.
Sonoma County. It's not just a place. It's a lifestyle.
The soundtrack for Sonoma County is...
KCST.
We are searchlights, we can see in the dark. We are rockets pointed up at the stars. We are billions of beautiful hearts. And you sold us down the river too far. What about us? What about all the times you said you had the answers? What about us? What about all the broken happy ever afters? What about us? What about all the plans that ended in disaster? What about problems that want to be solved? We are children that need to be loved. We were willing, we came when you called. But man, you fooled.
So what about us? What about all the broken happy ever after?
100.1 KZST. Happy Friday to you. I'm Debbie Abrams, and now a feature I call That's So Sonoma County, the Santa Rosa Induction Cooking Expo. With demonstrations and giveaways, it focuses on energy-efficient products and tips in the kitchen. Tomorrow, 11 to 2 at Premier Bath and Kitchen. Energy efficient. You know what saves energy and what's good for the environment? No energy cooking. Not a one pot or pan. No cooking at all. Convert kitchen to shoe closet. The Santa Rosa Induction Cooking Expo. That's so Sonoma County. Gotta say, in Debbie world, that's the equivalent to restaurant reservations. Just saying.